Well, it really was one of those Branch County feel-good events happening on Sunday out of Coldwater Lake. And I understand even the fish were happy, Phil Smathers, to be a part of this as well. The third annual Bernie Behnke Scholarship Bass Tournament happening out at Coldwater Lake. And we talked about it last week leading up to it. Ended up being, what, like 87 teams from four states as part of this?
Yeah, Ken, we were thrilled to death. This has really grown into a truly Midwestern regional championship event. We have teams traveling in excess of 3 hours to participate. The bite was very tough. We didn't, you know, they caught 207 bass, but, you know, with that kind of star-studded field, we should have had 600 or 700 fish caught. But that just shows you the quality and the caliber of this group. It was extremely close weights to it. The weigh-in, 3 pounds separated the top 10. And most of the winning fish were caught in the last 5 minutes of the tournament. it was a killer deal.
Hurry up and get them in the boat, huh?
That's it.
Well, and I understand that actually the Smathers bloodline kind of ran through the winning team, right?
Well, I was so happy for my nephew, Blake Smathers. This was only his second really big-time bass tournament. He's fished a few, you know, local club tournaments and whatever. But he and his partner, Mike Klavinsky from Hudson, Indiana, stole the show and bested the field. They had over 13 pounds in their five-fish limit, and they took home $1,500. So congratulations to them.
All right. A couple of guys from Michigan fished in second place, Josh Clark of Horton and Steve Roberts of Sherwood there. And your champions from 2012. Came in third place.
Well, that's a sweetheart story there, too. They were boyfriend and girlfriend in 2012, and Becky didn't even fish. And Brant told her, well, if you fish with me and we win, I'll buy you a diamond. And she told the story on stage, and she made him stick by his guns. And so they're married now, and they came in third place. So we were tickled for them. And Big Bass Honors went to Doug Lepper of Union City and Jesse Schwark of Athens. Their 12-pound sack was anchored by the largest bass, a 461. That was caught in the last 5 minutes in real shallow water, and that was worth over $1,700. So congratulations to them as well.
Well, of course, the tournament named after Bernie Behnke, longtime fishing writer, sportsman from around this area, loved fishing with kids and doing things for kids fishing, and that's kind of what this is all about. And when we talked last week, you didn't know whether health-wise Bernie was going to be able to make it, but he actually did show up at the tournament, right?
Well, thanks to his son and daughter, they were able to load him in the truck or the van or what have you, and they brought him up there. That was certainly one of the highlights of this premier event. And then three of the 2014 college scholarship recipients were on hand to help us with the weigh-in. They did a great job. They were able to actually meet and greet with Bernie, and that was a really, really big deal. Dalton Hard and Michael Peterson of Quincy and Courtney Suva of Bronson. Okay. So we were tickled to have them, and they were a big help to us.
Yeah, and real quick, too, you had some other local finishers actually finish in the money for that tournament, too, right?
Yes. Robert Miller of Litchfield and Robbie Miller of Albion. Local standouts, Don Lawton and Carl Staley of Coldwater and Bill and Mindy Schroeder of Jonesville. Also, Jeff and Jaron Utrick of Lake Drive Marine, one of our event sponsors. Cam Holicky and Derek Miller, also of Coldwater. Greg and Mary Mangus, and Bob Goheen and Dale Poley of Quincy.
Very cool.
And congratulations to all of those anglers.
Now, as far as the money raised, you're looking, what, about $8,000 net on this?
Yes, we did, and we were thrilled at that, and 100% of that will go towards funding the 2015 scholarship winners.
Okay. And actually, you had a last year's scholarship winners actually there helping out at the event.
Oh, it was great. It worked out terrific. The weather was nice. We had a great crowd from the listening audience. Many people showed up and participated in the raffle, in the silent auction, and the live auction, and we appreciate their support very, very much.
And last year's winners, Dalton Hard, Michael Peterson of Quincy, Courtney Silva of Bronson, so congratulations to them on those scholarships, and that's really what it's all about, giving the money back to the kids to send them off to school. So congratulations again, already making plans for the fourth annual tournament next year, right?
August 16th, 2015, same time, same station, same deal.
Okay, we'll look for it then, and we'll see you out there. Phil, thanks again. Congratulations to everybody involved in this tournament, and And if you see Bernie before I see him again, give him a big hug, all right?
We'll do that, Ken. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Phil Smathers and the third annual Bernie Behnke tournament for scholarships here in Branch County. And Bernie, it was always just a blast to talk to on the phone whenever we get a chance to talk fishing, either on the phone or in person.